This is Engineer Eric, and you're listening to part two of our September 30th, 2008 Jimmy Doan Show.
Okay, starting anew right now.
Sounds like Britannia to me.
Oh, hey, well, we play with these guys.
A whiskey, the Roxy.
Right, we're back. Part two.
The Troubadour.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Not at the same time, but same club.
September 30th, 2008.
Saw him all there.
Jimmy is back.
Hey, listen, yeah. I want to thank some repeat visitors for coming back. Circleville, Ohio. Bristol, Tennessee. Looks like we got Houston, Tejas.
Tejas.
Thank you very much for tuning back in. We appreciate it.
I'd like to thank Alex and Tommy for riding in.
Yeah, I saw Tommy on Despierto America. He was spouting off in Spanish, totally in Spanish, on his 7 minutes of fame. That was great. No, it was really great. I sent him a little note after that and asked him. He was with another guy, and I'm not sure that guy was an actual Spanish native either, but he did great. Of course, what is it? He's learned, what, 4 years of Spanish in Peru or something
we'll
like that?
We'll put a link to that.
Yeah,
we'll
he's an abogado.
Now you can.
And Esquire Richard Extraordinaire from the Miami area.
That's right.
Yeah. Miami.
Well, yeah, I'd be able to speak Spanish down there, let's face it. You know. Jimmy's planning a trip to Panama.
Panama.
For his annual Spanish immersion this year. But it's an
educational.
It is, and it's...
It's like study abroad.
Study abroad.
I'm going to do...
Study abroad.
Right. Panama.
But I probably will not be leaving here until January. Although, guess what? Jimmy is going to get to drive once again in the Apollo-sized Lincoln with Grandma.
Grandma
and Jimmy's sister and Jimmy's wife. So they're going to have 3.5 ladies in the car again. Driving to Washington, D.C. for a shindig here in about 2 weeks.
Jimmy, why do you risk your life so?
Well, I tell you, I've been eating the Zolofts like cotton candy, like Christmas, like Halloween candy. I'm telling you.
Is that what you call those?
Like candy corn. I'm just popping those tranks. I'm tranked up, so it doesn't really matter.
Is that new lingo?
And you're driving too, right?
Yeah, tranks, no, so I don't care anymore. I'm on the road, on the road again.
Just can't keep driving on the road again.
That's right.
Driving to the median.
That's it.
So Jimmy, did you want to wrap up this?
Last thing I want to say was, the bailout thing. Here's the last thing I want to say about this, just to wrap it up. It's going to get fixed out one way or the other. The market will do it, or the government will really screw it up bad. And so nobody knows. Elephant in the room, poop everywhere, have no clue. But everybody's trying to Christmas tree this thing up, as we talked about. The unions are in on this. They want a piece of the action. Detroit wants a piece of the action.
For the teachers, Jimmy. They need some money for the teachers.
I know, for the children.
I thought just bail everybody out for $1 million apiece.
That's it.
We all be bailed out.
That's, you know, we're in up where we're washing everybody's washing everybody else's laundry, figuring they're going to get rich.
Right. Jack Rhodes and bailout.
That's right. Jack Rhodes bailout thing. We give everybody.
Sean bailout.
That's
but
need a billion
Jeff Flake from Arizona, I thought, said it. Pretty well here in one of his things when he's talking to Congress. Mr. Flake, he's a representative from Arizona. Federal bailouts may stave off short-term economic damage, but the long-term economic outlook will be much worse if the market is not allowed to make its own adjustments. While the Bush's administration certainly shares the blame for these bailouts, this Congress may designate itself as the, quote, bailout Congress, if we follow through on a rumored bailout of the auto industry. And this was particularly because the auto industry wanted to put their little trinket on the tree.
They're going to be known as the bailout Congress if they go with this bailout.
Of course, that's one of the reasons it didn't.
Well,
as we speak.
What's Congress right now? What, 20% rating? 20%
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Right,
they got a 20% or less approval rating.
And Nancy, see you next Tuesday, Pelosi, has a 10%.
Yeah, and these are the people who are going to make the difference. I mean,
you finally got that one? You got that one, guy?
Yeah, they're figuring, I guess maybe she's figuring that if they get this thing through, their approval rating will rocket up to 21%.
I just, everything twinges when I hear that woman talk.
It's just
unbelievable.
No, it is.
It's the reason,
Hillary tolerable. It is, let me put it this way. It makes the psycho shower approach music sound like a symphony.
That should be her entrance music.
That should be.
Comes into the floor. When she picks up the gavel.
The screaming.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, exactly.
Please rise for Nancy, see you next Tuesday, Pelosi.
That's it. Oh, my God. This is great.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, listen, so we've done that. What's next? Anything in particular that you got? Anything?
Jack's got a new word.
I do.
Okay, what's the word?
Jack, Mulatto-bama. Mulatto-bama, is that my new word?
Mulatto-bama.
Mulatto-bama.
What you talking about, Willis?
Mulatto-bama. Just bringing up, you know, always looking at the different side here, bringing up the fact that no one's talking about Barack being a white guy.
That's a race card.
It's the race card. Can't do that?
No, nobody's playing that this
well,
close.
Jack doesn't want to do anything against the rules or anything.
No. Well, you have to understand that it is funny that they keep calling this a race card. I call it the race mallet.
Remember, he's easy.
It's the race sledgehammer, and the only one playing it.
The sledgehammer.
It is the sledgehammer. That ought to be his name, the sledgehammer.
No, it's like that game.
Peter Gabriel.
You know, that whack-a-mole. That's it.
And the only one playing it is Obama.
Obama, that's right.
I mean, if you say anything that even could be like two degrees of separation away from a question about what he has to do.
It's
racial
the race makeup.
Mallet.
Yeah. I mean, got the sledgehammer.
He's got the race sledgehammer out there.
You can't touch it. But he's mentioning it over and over and over.
It's really great. If you've got, it's like when you go to the, what was that Simpsons one where you got the ultimate sword in the game on, what is one of those games where you collect weapons? And what he's got is he's got the ultimate weapon that destroys everything. It doesn't matter. It is called the race sword of race. The race sword.
I'm kind of hurt. He didn't chew. He didn't. He's not even mentioning his white
heritage.
He's disrespecting his mother. Did you see that line? Did you see that?
That was South Park, sorry.
Did you see that?
Was it at South Park? I'm sorry.
Yeah, South Park.
It was a South Park. Oh, I love that.
And they go, we can't give this to a noob. Like the most powerful sword of Alcazar.
Did you see that?
Yeah, right. The sword of Alcazar, whatever. It's the sword of Alcazar / race sword.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can't touch it.
Yeah, that's right. He's totally shielded from any harm, and he gets to wipe out anybody in his path.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Totally dissing his white heritage, though.
No. And isn't that
mother,
amazing?
Disrespecting 50% his mother.
50% of his heritage and everything is like,
disregarded. Disregard doesn't exist.
That's the thing.
Wiping
in another dimension.
Cleansing himself of that impurity.
That's right. It's like a baptismal.
I mean, he's chosen his side. It's clear.
Yep. That's right. And if you even mention anything, as I say, if you say, you know, your hair is out of place. Oh, you accuse me of what?
Am I funny hair? I have funny hair. And did I mention
that? What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends on what the definition of is.
No, it's the definition of people.
Okay. No, it's unbelievable. Like you said, it's untouchable.
Tell you the truth, I think.
Except on the Jimmy Dome show.
It does appear that it's going to backfire. Now, again, as you know, a lot of these elections, they have the big mo, you know, the momentum. And it's so often, you'll see after an election that when they're doing a little Monday morning quarterbacking or Wednesday morning quarterbacking since they're on the Tuesdays,
That's right.
They will say, you know, if this election had been held a week ago, XYZ would have happened or a week from now. And that is the ultimate day. Of course, Tuesday is the day. But you build to that day. And of course, the question is, have you put the reserves in? Have you played the race card, for instance, too early? That it wears
See, I
out.
I think that's what I think
oh,
they should have a
little,
a vote.
Little premature. Is
exactly.
that what you're saying?
Ooh,
you gotta
I
watch
think
out
they should
for
have a little premature ejaculation.
That's right. Michelle might
Racialation.
Be upset about that.
Erasination. That's right.
Erasination.
I think that they should have a vote weekend. You know,
there you go.
It used to be months. I mean, 100 years ago, it was months.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, you had months to
mail
in.
We're talking about legal review here.
What? Yes.
Well, it took a while to ride your horse in.
Exactly.
You can't, I'm supposed to be there one day?
It might have taken a month to have the final count.
No.
You had a month to vote.
Yeah.
What?
In any time within this period of time.
Oh, I don't believe it.
No, it's true.
I believe our legal counsel.
Yeah, you had huge.
That's why we pay him the big
bucks. It was like 2 months originally. And then
two moons, I believe it was.
No, you come moons. A fortnight and a half. No, let me ask you. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Look,
all right,
let me
so
ask
yeah,
you.
Weekend. Why? Because things will change. The momentum will change.
Well, not only that, but it gives everybody a chance to get to the polls. I mean, to me, it's like it doesn't matter when you work. If they open the polls Friday morning, close them Sunday night, you got enough time.
Because what if you don't work at all?
All those Obama voters.
Let me tell you.
Oh, did I say that? Oh, sorry about that.
Race card. So anyway, no, the deal is, though, here in Florida, you have like a month to do an absentee ballot.
That's
and
true.
They'll mail it to you. In fact, you can.
That's true.
You don't even have to be a living person to send in one of those.
No, you don't at all.
Especially if you're voting for Obama.
Yeah, especially.
Or human.
No problem.
And
Mickey
even
Mouse.
If you're voting for McCain, you're voting for Obama. So, no.
Race card. You pulled out the race card.
They'll let the race card.
Yep.
No, the point is that in this day, when did they make it the first Tuesday in November? When
between 15 and 200 years ago.
Oh, wait.
Somewhere right in there.
Precisely in
right
that
in
time.
The middle there.
Frame.
Averaged out.
I'll have to do a little electoral
research.
R,
well,
yeah.
Well, as always, I mention it, you know, I mean, I know a lot of Obama fans out there. Of course, probably not listening to this here.
Well, of course, and what Jimmy said a moment ago when we were off the air, I think, was nobody wants to make the big boo-boo here.
Right.
You know, 25 days before the election.
And then, of course, that's one of the things that Thursday is the vice presidential debate, which will be a trip.
And yeah.
I mean, I don't have to tell you, who's going to tune in for that, okay?
Let me
ask you a question. I don't know how many people watch the presidential one, but I'll guarantee you, won't it be fun to see what the listenership or viewership is?
Oh. It's going to be the best ever.
It's going to be more than American Idol.
Oh,
I mean, people are going to be wanting to see how
Sarah does. Oh, I just can't wait to see what she wears.
Is she wearing a miniskirt? Is she wearing a miniskirt?
Have you noticed?
The cleavage?
Have you noticed?
6-inch pumps?
Hello. Excuse me,
what?
Jimmy, don't show. Have you noticed that she's taken her hair down?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh,
yes.
I like
she
that.
Is like totally taken her
oh,
hair
yes.
down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not no more beehive and glasses for her.
She needs to bust out that Fred? Miss Alaska dress or whatever it was.
Oh. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yes. Yes. That is the best of Mr. Walker. I love you.
She's hot, but I'll tell you something. I think there might be something to this she's only done two interviews thing.
Who cares?
Well, it's called who cares, because right now she's hot and she's going to win if she just doesn't, you know.
Well, I know,
right.
But have you seen the interviews?
Right. Did you see the interviews at all or no?
She's going to be the vice president. What does the vice president do? The vice president has a snore job.
Hey, remember,
Al
Gore was vice president. Remember, Dan Quayle was vice president. You're telling me she's not better than Dan Quayle? She's better just right off the bat.
I'll bet she knows how to spell potato.
I guarantee
it. You know, and the simple fact is,
I bet she can do a lot of things with a potato that Dan Quayle couldn't do.
Okay, we have now strayed off the reservation.
Well, I'm just saying,
Jack Road Show.
Hey, what are you pulling, the race card? You pulling the Indian card there? A little racist.
Did you say reservation?
I did.
You say reparation?
Reparation.
Oh, my God.
I think even Jesse Jackson came out and said he wanted a piece of that bailout.
You haven't seen Jesse Jackson lately, have you? He's nowhere to be found.
Well, you saw OJ, because his prostitution just rested today.
OJ.
I mean, prosecution, yeah.
Did I not mention that OJ said bring a gun? Oh, I didn't mention that. He forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Is he gonna win or lose?
The witness
that's
on the stand.
They're gonna tune in, and of course it's gonna be, I would imagine that the battle is on as to what she's gonna wear. I mean, do you think that Britney Spears or Paris Hilton is worries about what they're gonna wear on the red carpet? I mean, the months before the Emmys or whatever it is that they're going to march down the red, that they worry about. This makes that pale into insignificance compared to them.
I'm going to go on the record saying she's going to wear a skirt, but it'll be past her, or right in line with the top of her knee.
Leather mini skirt.
Yeah, no, I don't think leather.
And a whip.
Yeah, no.
That would
whip.
Be good.
Yep.
I would love to see a whip.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and if Biden gets out of line, crack that whip.
Or just a hockey stick.
Or hockey stick would be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing thong.
Yeah.
So we know the thong, but we just won't be able to see it.
If she shows some cleavage, she's going to hit the ratings.
Man, I think she should go with
that. No, she's not going to do that. They're not going to
do that. She's not going to do any cleavage.
No, they're not going to.
Sarah, go with the long red evening gown with the super cleavage right in the middle.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you see, though, that the news anchorette in Maine was getting unbelievably nasty emails, because she's like a car, but she's like her twin sister.
Well, Tina Fey didn't do a bad job.
No, Tina Fey did a great job. Right. They thought she did it one too many, but I mean, because it was the second time.
But Sarah's parents like Tina Fey. Our mom did.
Right,
I
saw that.
Tina Fey is fabulous.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
She's great.
Right.
But there's a Newsette anchor person up in some station in Maine, TV, and
she's getting it.
She.
I mean, you know, getting emails
Yes, she's getting, because they showed a picture side by side, and,
right.
and she looks, and has
spitting
been,
image.
She's looked more like Sarah Palin longer than Sarah Palin has.
Wow. Well,
and
she's getting
apparently these vituperative emails that are just, say, you horrible, rotten person and everything, you know, for.
So she could get a gig on SNL.
I would imagine. That is the word of the day, by the way. Vituperative.
You would use your. You would, as I say, you. If you get your 15 minutes of fame and can turn it into a couple $100,000, I say go for it.
Yeah, I'm telling
like
people
in the lottery.
I'm going to Google vituperative.
Okay. What's next? Anything particular next?
Wait, are we done with the VILF? Come on.
Moving on. Because everybody's going to find out. About the time this thing gets posted, it'll be on Thursday night and everything.
All right, I got to move on to the one, of course, I hate to say this, Jack Rhodes' topic, Hugo in the Russian.
Oh, Hugo.
Oh, cue the music for
Hugo. I mean, you know, so what's going on? Is it Hugo. The Russians are decided to make him a nuclear power.
They sent Hugo some stuff.
Right? Yeah, some stuff.
They sent him. You got the stuff, mate.
Right.
You got the stuff. We need a couple ships. We need some guns. We need some stuff, mate. Right. Oh, they're moving in. They're going to come in.
Jimmy, a military
loan. It's only
loan.
A matter of time.
What I love about this, though, is here's the article. It's from a couple days ago. Moscow. Russia continued its international muscle flexing on Friday, strengthening its ties to Venezuela through a $1 billion military loan. Not a regular loan, a military loan, and a new oil consortium as it announced an upgrade of its own military focusing on nuclear deterrence and permanent combat readiness.
So the military from Russia is loaning Hugo the money, or it's for his military?
It is. Well, here's the way it works. Uh-huh. This is really obvious. What you do is you hand Hugo ₹1 billion, or whatever they use over there. And since the ruble is only legal tender in Russia, they have to spend it there. Now there's
they have a bazaar for him,
right? But you can bet that they're all military stuff. It's not like he can go buy wheat or anything. Right. He has to go buy some toys, some blow up toys, $1 billion worth.
So this is like shopping on Wheel of Fortune right after you went there.
Right, and but the
showcase
but,
number one, but three,
they're,
or all three.
They're coming
but
in.
The,
it's only
but
a matter
the
of time.
A bazaar. Is like the one in Short Circuit. I mean, it's only military stuff, or the one like the Nicolas Cage movie, War.
Right. Well, that's why, like, the shopping zone at Wheel of Fortune was like, it was really small and everything was way overpriced. And the camera would like rotate back and forth between like a couple of things.
Would you like
this gun over here or this howitzer?
Yeah.
Or this tank or these bullets? Or this gun, or this howitzer.
What I like is, of course, it reminds me of the Steve Martin thing, The Jerk, when he was giving away the prizes for guessing the weight, and he said, well, what do I win? He says, well, you win everything on this shelf here, and
in between here,
there's about 3 square inches of shelf space. That was one of the funny things he did. So anyway, after a military exercise on Friday in the southern city of Orenburg near the border with Kazakhstan, the Russian president, Dmitry Mendeleev, declared that by 2020, Russia would construct new types of warships, including nuclear submarines carrying cruise missiles and an unspecified
air.
What I think is that $1 billion for Venezuela, they loaned them the money.
And it's $1 billion U.S. in equivalent rubles, or is it?
I don't know.
Okay,
it's,
whatever.
$1 million pesos for all I know.
Well, I'm not worried about $1 million pesos.
I'm sure it's rubles, and he has to spend them on military hardware from Russia, which means he has to buy AK-47s and whatever else that they sell.
Got to fight the rebels,
and that's it. Well, that's the other thing. When I first read this,
protect the people.
But I mean, I love the headline here is a $1 billion military loan.
Well, it's for nuclear deterrence.
Yeah, nuclear deterrence.
That
was the other thing I thought. Nuclear Venezuela, nuclear deterrence. What is he going to do? Quench a cruise missile?
Well, it's because we're about to bomb his butt right out of town.
Well, of course, the other thing is you understand that this is typical. If it's anything like what the United States does, these are non-recourse loans. That is, they're giving him the money so he'll spend it in Russia instead of.
It does say in the article it's $1 billion. Right. So how is Russia spending $1 billion?
Not the equivalent.
They mean the equivalent. It's in. You can bet that it's not. Although they may have. $1 billion laying around.
That's not a lot of money, right?
Yeah. No. And in fact, I can tell you, I'll guarantee you,
they got way
that
more
in
than
the
that.
In the underground mafia, Russian mafia economy,
hundreds of billions.
There's a couple of $100 billion floating around, or maybe not. There's tens of billions in cash floating around. You can bet on that. Yeah. So anyway, but enough that they have access to it necessarily. But anyway, point is that the
$50 billion is equivalent to 1.3 trillion rubles.
What?
That's what it says right here.
No,
Defense spending will increase by 26% next year, bringing it to 1.3 trillion rubles, $50 billion.
All right, so conversion. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's a conversion.
I know, but that's just I thought the rubles were worth more than that.
Oh, I guess not.
20 to 1?
I thought they were like, 1.5 to 1 or 2 to 1.
Well, do the math.
Well, so, all right, so... So he gets the money. I mean,
yeah, but what was amazing about this is they're loaning him the money. You know, here's an oil-rich country that technically he should be able to cut them a check and buy the stuff. But no, I mean, he's cutting a good deal. This is a good deal. They're going to basically give him $1 billion worth of arms, brand new in the box, you know, with the Valvoline or what do you call it, Cosmoline or whatever it is. And,
right.
And he's... They say it's a loan, but, you know, let's face it. If he doesn't pay it back, what are they going to do? Nothing.
Right. Well, invade? I mean, I think Hugo could write this check. I mean, maybe his feel-good policies are starting to...
No, they are.
He's
in trouble. He's like Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, people don't realize, is in debt. Can you imagine?
Well, I don't know. Who's he giving it all to yet? I mean, but even so...
It's the social programs.
Right. Well, I mean, and of course, as we just saw, the social programs here in the U.S., which provided for all this cheap housing, imploded.
Yep.
And so... You know, Hugo's is not nearly backed as well as ours were.
Yep.
And so his programs are, of course, much more far reaching.
Well, except for the fact that I don't believe that the populace is invested as much in to the extent that our people are. For instance, when people hear, you know, we've got, I don't know, 60 or 70 million pension funds, for instance. And my guess is they don't have that collapse down there. If you're a poorer country, you know, what do you got to lose, for God's sakes? You didn't live in a thatched hut with a dirt floor. I mean, you know, what are they going to do? I mean, it's not like you're going to lose much.
You were lucky.
Yeah, you were lucky. What, floor?
We had lived suspended from the roof.
That's it.
With no floor.
No floor. But, roof. Suspended, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
you had a
luxury.
Roof.
So
we were hung outside with the birds in space.
So, all right. So, but I mean, my thought is that they're just giving him some weapons because he needs to fight the Contras there. I mean, he's in a little bit of a battle with the rebels.
Oh, come on!
Well, what else is he going to do with it?
We'll
he's not going to launch on us.
What do you mean? Any guy would do. You go out and you shoot the stuff off.
But what do you think? You really think he's not going to launch on us?
Of course
he's not going to launch on us. No. Where's his biggest customer, for God's sake? Yeah. You don't launch it against your biggest customer.
Yeah, but as soon as we take that away.
No, he's we're just not taking it away.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No, we trade. Trade is what keeps the soldiers from marching across borders. That's the whole thing. Right. If the trade were to stop, if we were to become oil independent, you know, tomorrow, if we were to invent a cold fusion that everybody could have one the size of a you know, tomato in their house.
Mr. Fusion.
Turns crap to oil, right?
Turn crap to electricity, say.
Right.
You know, so that it was, you know, fed with, I don't know.
There'd be some angry
people.
What do you think he'd do? He'd do nothing?
No, he would, there would be some shit to pay. I mean, let me put it this way. There certainly would be a mass exodus like there was from Cuba as the country went down the toilet.
Right.
We might get an awful lot of Venezuelans showing up in Miami. Suddenly.
Which we're expecting anyway.
No, I mean, you don't know what irrational, crazy people do when they lose total control suddenly, especially suddenly. They go nuts. And, they, you know, you wouldn't be a bit surprised to see them launch attacks across the border everywhere. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Anyway, that's not going to happen. The cold fusion in a size of a tomato is not on the horizon, I don't believe.
So what else we got
on the horizon?
I'm a little more afraid of Hugo than you are. Then.
Oh no, not even remote. His whole thing's going to collapse before he's going to cause us.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
going down. You heard it here first.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, I got a quick school update if you want.
Okay.
Schools. It's all about the schools.
I just want to mention three things briefly. We always update our listeners about the deplorable conditions of the schools that we see all the time.
Now we actually had a caller in too. We had caller Richard called in about schools as well.
Yes, he did. And
he's getting ready to write him a letter.
Right.
He had a letter actually in the Gainesville Sun today.
Oh, excellent.
Yesterday.
Actually, and Richard's going to call in a minute, and we'll talk to him about the schools.
Oh, that'll be great.
What his plan
is. All right. Any minute, we'll click over to that call.
You got it.
But I just wanted to say three things. Number one, I mentioned last year that. The school where my daughter goes, they've issued lanyards with ID cards, and all the students have to wear their ID cards around their necks.
Papers? These papers are not in order.
No, it's a plastic. It's a laminated.
Up against the wall.
How papers. Easy are they to fake?
How old is this? This teenage high school?
Yeah, teenage.
This is teenage high school. Papers. They're probably damn easy to fake.
Yeah.
And
fake ID, you can drink with this thing, huh?
So,
I doubt it.
And here's another thing I found out. You know, they serve no red meat in the schools anymore?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No bad, red meat.
Bad for the colon or something.
Or whatever,
what happened,
man.
What happened to all the lobbyists for the beef companies?
I mean,
do you understand that Florida is like the second largest beef producer in the states here?
It's what's
obviously
for dinner.
The weakest lobbyists.
So, wait, so I mean, unbelievable. So what's up
yeah,
with
you
that?
Notice on our,
what,
on
tofu?
Our, you notice
what
it
do
on
we got?
Our
yeah. Chicken?
You notice on our
dirty birds
on our tag on our automobile tags, it's an orange, not a cow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Still.
Well, they. Yeah. So.
So why? And no beef at all, huh?
No.
And they. And they. Is there a reason? It's bad for you, right?
Low protein gruel is what you get.
Ah. Yeah. Low protein gruel. What is it? Soylent Green?
Yeah.
For God's sake.
So it's like bacon. So little meat it doesn't qualify as meat.
It's like ketchup is a
right,
vegetable.
Ketchup is a vegetable.
Right, 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 right.
I love it.
So, but yeah, and then the third thing is, or no, I got two more things. Yeah. Number three, the 12-year-old comes home. Everybody in the school is apparently down on Thomas Jefferson.
Good old TJ?
Because he's a racist.
Because he slept with her.
I was going to say, he's the opposite
he's
of a racist.
He's an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
He's the original EOE.
And the fourth thing. My pest control guy says his Orange County school has canceled his daughter's science class and given her two PE classes.
Well, that's because
she's obese.
Right.
She's obviously a porker.
Because she eats school lunches.
Yeah.
Right.
So they got to have two PE classes. I'm just amazed.
Well, you know, did I talk last time about my meeting when I went down to the... Did I talk last time about that, that I went down to the school board meeting?
Nope.
You know, I went down to here. I had to write I wrote a letter to the school board. I went down here to our budget meeting. $335 million is our $330 million roughly is the budget, the school budget here. About half comes from the state, and half is from property taxes. And that's what this phone call I'm sure that Richard's going to talk about is his. He's a landlord type guy, and he pays big money, and he's upset about the school, the local school effort, as they say. But
or lack thereof.
No. When I say the local school effort, I meant the taxing effort.
That's
what they call it. They say we have a mandatory local effort in order to get the state funds.
Oh, that's what they call it?
That's what they call it. Hmm. And they have...
That's new. Not a fee, not a tax.
That is the deal. It turns out that with the 67 counties here in Florida, and some of the counties fund all their schools by their local taxes. They don't get any, quote, state money.
Huh.
And some of them get 90% of the money from Tallahassee.
Ooh.
We get about half, as I recall. And the way they have the mathematical formula is... Each county has a certain amount that they have to tax their own citizens in order to qualify for a certain amount of general tax, you know, state money, as they call it. Anyway, be that as it may, I went down to talk to them about it at the public comment. They had a meeting in the evening, and they went through and they talked about a couple of things, and then at the end of the meeting, they had reserved some time for public comment.
Let me guess, Jimmy, did they recognize you down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
They did.
Your first visit there.
Well, actually, I go once a year, roughly, to the school board meetings.
Once a year.
Jimmy sits at home and watches them, and if they say something crazy, he grabs his clothes, which are sitting at the bedside like a fireman's outfit.
No, I can
jump in the car.
I can be pajamas to prepared in 30 seconds.
I jump in the convertible.
I jump out of here. I'm like, and then go in the car like a Hertz guy. You know, they put me in the driver's seat like they did with the Hertz ads in the old days. You know?
All right, so you're down there.
So anyway, I'm down there this time, and I...
don't have the white Rolls Royce anymore, huh?
No, I had to sell that.
Jimmy's car is more like...
It still gets down there. It's licensed.
All right, so you're down there.
So anyway, they have
actually
set aside
like
at the end of the meeting for anybody that wants to come up.
All right, just picking on you, Jimmy.
Hi-ho, Jimmy Doan.
The British are coming.
Man, they
yeah, I'm here. Woo-hoo.
Yeah,
you guys doing the meeting all right. Yeah,
I had a public comment here. Yes, Jimmy.
So file this.
Jimmy arrives at the PTA meeting.
He wishes. That's them shooting back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we knew that.
Jimmy is ducking those bullets.
All right, so you're down there.
So they've reserved some time for public comment. And, of course, if, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen or two dozen people show up, they allow... The way it works is they have a thing. They allow you 3 minutes to have your say. So it turns out, surprise, that of all the public that showed up, out of the 240,000 people in the county that cared, exactly one person showed up.
One person.
And that was moi. So I... I had some notes that I had taken about, not generally about the budget and generally about the performance of the school system here, which is, let's just say it gives Abysmal a bad name.
Right.
These people are, the reading level in Latchokat, first of all, the dropout rate is in excess of 30%. In fact, it's over 50% for minority students. And they give a test here, statewide test, 60%, almost 60% of the 10th graders read below grade level. So the point is that the performance by their own report card is not real good. And I thought I might want to mention something like that. So I wailed into it a little bit. And after 180 seconds, a.k.a. 3 minutes, and roughly...
Lies and slander!
Almost exactly. They said, you need to wrap it up now. And I'm looking, thinking, well, what's the rush?
Right.
Well,
you got one person down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I got one person. And, of course, right. if two dozen had showed up, you'd have been here for 2 hours or an hour or whatever it is. But no... I mean, I guess they figured this was manna from heaven, gold, whatever it is. We struck it rich. We get it out of here in 3 minutes. We can tell this guy to go home because our rule is 3 minutes. And so they waved me off the dais, and that was it. I was done. And then
put a disguise on and come back in as somebody else.
No, well, unfortunately, it was a little late for that. But it was interesting because I had in the 360 words that I had managed to utter in 180 seconds, or at a normal speaking speed of 120 words a minute, I had to do the math. And so the deal was that, I had managed to make a couple of points. Well, this did not sit well with some of the school board members. So,
no.
So they had to do a retort for this is on TV. And they said, well, we don't want the TV audience to get the wrong impression about a statement you made. And so this one school board member proceeds to explain away something that I had said. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. That's not an explanation. That raises up another couple of questions. If that's what you say, let me run back over here and ask another. Well, of course, you can't do that. So what the viewing audience learned, however, was not to show up at the school board meeting because you'll be slammed down after 3 minutes. They were very rude about it. In fact, while I was talking, one of the school board officials interrupted me with a sneer. Literally, with a sneer.
Can we get a copy of this tape?
Yes, we can.
Oh.
With a sneer, because I happened to mention the word, inadvertently, I guess, the word choices, about people having choices as to where they go to school. And this fellow in the audience, who's out in the audience, goes, choices, you know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I didn't interrupt him when he's, because he was one of the, he was one of the cognoscenti, so he got to speak for 30 minutes. But because I wasn't one of the invited, you know, I'm the hoi polloi.
So this was some guy sitting in the audience.
Yeah, he's a school board honcho.
And he snickered at you.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Yeah.
Well, well, of course, I was waiting for the.
What would K-Man do?
Right.
I was waiting for the chairman of the school board to say to this person, you know, we really don't tolerate that kind of, you know, when somebody's.
Oh, but he didn't step in, huh?
The chairman is a
she-male person.
Something. Well, she's had a stroke or something. I don't know. She's not with it. Anyway, that's the deal. And so anyway, two nights ago, I went down to a shindig with Ms. Jimmy, and I happened to speak to the mayor here. And I said, and I mentioned this little run-in, and she says, you know, I had the exact same treatment. She says, I went down there, and they basically told me to buzz off.
Is this Peggy?
Yes, this is Peggy.
Because they have control, man.
I know, but I mean, here's the mayor, for God's sakes, and they basically told the mayor to buzz off. And this shows you the unmitigated arrogance of these people. It's just stunning. It's stunning.
Goose and you wonder down why, Main Street.
As you just mentioned, you wonder why the lanyards and all this other stuff, even down in the various counties here in Florida, you wonder why the educational system is busted. It's because they're bullies, they're arrogant, they don't have any accountability. And they have a monopoly that's enforced by guns. And as you know, they have.
But it's for the children, Jimmy.
But it's for the children. And I tell you, they have succeeded in the last 40 years, in the last 40 years or so, of dumbing down the population. And you see on jaywalking and other places on some of these shows, you see the results of people that just don't know anything. And they get to vote! I love it. So that's my rant.
It's crazy.
Yep.
All right.
Oh,
the Jimmy Doane Show.
Somebody called in.
It's Rich from the pawn shop.
Hey, buddy.
Jimmy Doane Show.
You're the man.
Hey, I was just calling in because I wasn't listening to the show, but I was calling you personally about public school funding. And, you know, I could talk about it for a second if you like. I'm writing a letter to Charlie Crist right now for
Governor of Florida.
Yes, for school system reform, where we can replace the current way we fund the public school system. Right now, we're being attached by our property taxes, and it's not equitable. And you know, and I'm going to propose to Governor Crist that we do an interest-free student loan system that when the kid reaches 18, it's a mandatory public service.
And now,
you're going to be in trouble. That's not going to go. Jimmy is not going to go for that at all.
What I'm talking about is right now we're getting whacked on our property taxes, and we need to find a better way to fund it.
How much are they taking from our property taxes right now?
It's $8,000 per year per student in Alachua County for the public school system. But say, for example, you had a kid in the public school system, you would have to pay 40% of your tax bill goes to the school board. And if it's $8,000 per child, you would have to have a tax bill of $20,000 to pay your fair share. And a $20,000 tax bill is like if you had $1 million or $2 million home. That's what you get on a $20,000 tax bill. So, you know, it's not being paid for equitably, and none of us like taxes, but we have to find a better way to pay for it. The system is failing.
Why don't we just sell them off?
Yeah, why don't we just sell them off?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, in the state of Florida, we have a state constitution, and Article 9 says that it's the state's responsibility, to provide a free education, because it's a benefit to the state to have an educated public, in so many words.
Problem is it's not free.
Not free, and the taxpayers are paying for it. But there's got the libertarian view is for the it's the parents' responsibility to pay for their child, and and I'm with the libertarian view. But unfortunately, we have a public school system, and the best we can do is try to fix it. I'm for abolishing it, and going to private schools. But unfortunately, we live in the state of Florida, and it has a constitution. Unless we change the constitution.
Well, that of course would be one thing. But the real problem I've got with this is a mandatory public service thing, because that's like conscription. That's you got a little problem there with I can see where you might want to have them pay it back, student loan.
If you're going to take the public money, then you're going to have to pay it back. So I'm saying, otherwise you can go ahead, and if you don't have the money, we'll bail you out like how we're bailing out Wall Street, and we'll provide an interest-free loan, and you can either pay us back that loan, when you have the money, or we can get rid of it if you pay us back with public service. If you take public dollars, you have to pay it back with public service. Otherwise, don't take the public dollars.
Well, that's true. Well,
amen, says Jack Rhodes.
Amen, says Jack Rhodes.
Hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah.
Well,
send for your miracle cloth.
So I was just, calling up to talk to you to let you know that I'm drafting a letter, which I think is pretty good. They also, in the Sunday's editorial, the Gainesville Sun, Ron Cunningham wrote an editorial about the school system, and they published one of my letters, but they took out the best line that got edited out, and I'll tell you what it was. The burden on the taxpayer wouldn't be so bad if the parents would have learned something in sex education, .. The act of using a 50-cent rubber is costing the taxpayers over $8,000 per year per child in the public school system.
Oh, I like that.
They cut that out, but they pretty much printed everything out.
Hey, that's awesome. Hey, where are you getting rubbers for 50 cents a piece?
Well, I think that they're handing them out for free, in some of these social programs that we have.
Hey, listen, email us a copy of that letter.
No, it's right here. I got it right here.
We'll put a link to it right here.
I'm looking at it.
Link to it
don't worry, we've got Jack Rhodes. We're going to put a link to it.
I have it right here, and we can get it off the Gainesville Sun website. It's right there.
Hold it up to the mic there, Jimmy. Hold it.
Here it is.
Yeah,
right.
Hold it. There it is.
It's right here.
I see it now.
Thank you. Excellent.
Well, we know it was left off. That was one good thing.
They left that off because I guess it was too much, but it's the truth. But all I'm saying, it's inequitable, I don't mind taxes, reasonable taxes. I don't mind government, good government. That's kind of like my position. And, you know, and any time we can fix something, we'll try to fix it. But it's not working how it's working now.
Hey, very well said. We appreciate the call.
All right, guys. Well, listen, you have a good day.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you,
Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, call us anytime.
I certainly will.
All right.
Yeah. All right, take care.
Yeah. 1-866-95-JIMMY.
No, he called the regular number. You know he.
Yeah. God bless America.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, you the man.
All right.
See ya.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Can you imagine?
Jimmy's yelling at me for plugging the number. Did you catch that there?
Don't give out the
reason
number.
Is I'm getting ready
Someone
to cancel. I'm getting ready to cancel the number.
He's been saying he's going to cancel it. Thanks, Richard, for calling in.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
As always, 1-866-95-JIMMY. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let it keep ringing.
It takes a while to wake up.
Nobody
it rings up. Whether or not the show's going on or not.
Yeah, we love that. So call just anytime.
Call just call back. You'll get Jimmy eventually. Just let it ring. Just take it off the hook. Just let it sit here on the next to your bedside. And when you hear somebody wake up and start
and
talking.
It's a free call.
It's a free call, of course.
So,
what
do you for you. It's free for you.
It's
not really free for us.
It's free for
Jimmy.
It's free for the caller. And you could just let that thing. Dial.
Just call.
Dial.
He's got a dial phone right here, folks. I'm not making this up.
All right, do we want to kick in some light notes here? Or what
I got one here. Okay. Somebody wrote this in. A concerned listener, thank you so much. You put this in there. This has happened. We've been predicting this for a while. A man got arrested for tooting.
Oh, I saw,
on a cop.
That was one of mine.
For farting, for passing gas, man, for cutting the cheese.
Seriously.
And what he did is he wafted it over to the police officer. Like, he's sitting there getting fingerprinted. And, yeah.
Exactly.
And he basically, like, grabbed it in his hand and threw it in the cop's nose.
That's
This was Pinky from the Hanger Dogs, wasn't it? Oh, no, because they would have been convicted.
Right. That's
all I know is honestly,
was charged with battery of a police officer.
Oh yeah,
battery.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I think it's going to hold up.
Oh no, you're kidding.
No, I do. I do for two reasons. Number one,
the fetid air they call it towards the officer.
Fetid.
There's two reasons I think it's going to hold up. Number one,
it was a retaliation for the cop.
It may be a gas, but it is actual physical contact. You know, I mean, he does waft over something. Which has contact with the policeman. You know?
Well, he wafts over his carbon dioxide, which has...
Yeah, well...
What about breathing on him or something? You know, what if you have halitosis?
Well, the second part is, generally, gas is sort of offensive. Like,
fart in your general direction!
If it has to go to some kind of jury, I think the jury would find the guy's actions... to be disrespectful at the minimum.
Yeah, sure.
And if the jury doesn't like you because they think you're disrespectful, they convict you.
Okay, well, what I would do as a defense attorney, this would be an easy one.
Okay.
I'd have the guy go and fart in the jury.
and then...
Run away!
Unfortunately, you can't put the jurors in the position of the victim of the crime. That's like the golden rule of the...
Put your face down here in this position, and the victim.
So say I was beating you with this stick here.
Right, yeah.
no, but
I love that. I mean, you read the article. Says I said, here, put that in your breathalyzer. I mean, he was dressed for a DUI, and obviously he was, you know, this was not a good way to approach the DUI thing. But I just love this. While being fingerprinted, Cruz allegedly lifted his leg and passed gas loudly. On Patrolman Parsons, the defendant then fanned the air with his hand in front of his leg onto the cop. The gas, the complaint notes, was very odorous and created contact of an insulting or provoking nature with Patrolman Parsons.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Jail time.
I tell you what,
charged with battery for the farting incident. I love this.
That guy's going to be a jail hero.
Oh, he's a hero.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's.
Say you the guy that farted on the cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a cigarette.
Kaboom! Should have lit one off. That would be great.
That's all I got, Jimmy. What else?
Well, anybody? The other thing that I thought was interesting, the new Grand Theft Auto. Have you heard about this? It's going to have Chinatown. It's called Chinatown Wars, and it's supposed to have dealing in cocaine in it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
But this is.
I thought they had. I know they already had like hookers and stuff.
Yeah, no. This is going to be. This is going to work. We wanted to have a drug dealing mini game in lots of the GTA games, whatever Grand Theft Auto games.
Oh, that's great. That's a
we
great idea.
We played it with a nice little Vice Sally City story because it worked really well juxtaposed to the main story.
Right. Rated E for everyone, I'm sure. Right?
Oh yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm gonna get that for my 10-year-old. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's funny. If nothing else, you have to admire the guys at Rockstar, which is apparently the people that are writing this thing, for their willingness to do pretty much anything to make GTA. Grand Theft Auto, interesting and controversial, kind of like the Jimmy Doom.
Kind of like.
You know, they found another sub leading up with 5.8 tons of cocaine.
Oh, yeah, these are the cocaine subs they're finding. New way instead of boats. So yeah. The high-speed boats, how we've talked about this before. That's excellent.
Yeah. That was my idea, by the way.
It's always an arms race. I mean, there's going to be deeper, longer tunnels. There'll be, you know, better and better submarines.
Okay, just by way of disclaimer, when he says it was my idea, he doesn't mean this particular
run.
Mission was his
right.
idea.
That's right. That's right. So how much did they find?
The next one is.
Yeah. So how much did they find? Where was the sub? It was unmanned, obviously, at the time? Full?
No, it was manned. They sink it and stuff.
They had
some that were like kind of like just on the surface, but see, they can still be spotted by planes. Like, my idea was to have it a little deeper.
Yeah, you have to go down. You have to go down. You have to go
a couple hundred feet.
Before, yeah, a couple hundred feet before you know. And that's a big deal.
Well, it's a bigger deal to float on the surface, yeah. These are like tourist, you know, glass.
Well, you know, the thing, what I'm surprised about, though, in a way, you say you'd see them and all that, but I'm surprised that they don't, like, paint them blue or something on the top to kind of.
You can still see it from an airplane. Yeah,
well, I know,
easy.
But I mean, it'd be more
waves crash over and a certain, it makes the whole silhouette happen. And,
no, but if you're down, like, 10 feet.
Oh, yeah, but you can still, man, it's clear. I just got back from a dive.
No, what I'm saying is what if you use cloaking technology?
What if you just make it look like a whale?
There you have it.
Yeah, that was my other idea.
It's a great idea. Just moves around like a whale.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of whales.
And you have some whale recorded songs on there going, it's like that guy in Periscope. Oh, he was phenomenal.
Hey, speaking of whales, you hear about the fat dolphins in Japan there?
No. Are they Kobe dolphins?
No. Yeah, they couldn't figure out why the dolphins weren't performing all their tricks. Until
they got stuck in the hoop.
No, they're like 40 pounds overweight or something. they're eating 60 pounds of fish a day.
Right.
And not getting enough exercise.
Right, not getting enough exercise. And they say, oh, we noticed they look rounder. We put them on diet.
Of course, they eat fish. I mean, how bad could it be?
Well, they had to give them less fatty fish.
I guess
the mackerel's too fatty.
Yeah, well, speaking of the Far East, this is the last thing I've got. Of course, the Chinese. It's funny, it did not make the headline. Chinese astronaut takes nation's first spacewalk.
Oh, and did you hear that? Did you hear? I heard. I should have done some research. Apparently, they released a supposed live audio feed of communication between ground and the guys in space.
Yeah, right.
But they hadn't gone in space yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oops, sorry about that.
They intercepted the Jimmy Doan transmission?
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
No. It says here, Zing Zang pulled himself out of the orbital module.
Zing Zang?
You know, whatever. Zing Zang. I don't know.
He was Zing Zang around the world.
Beijing time latched himself to the handrail with two safety cords and then waved to a national audience during a live broadcast of the country's third space mission with an astronaut.
Right. It from Soundstage 32.
I don't know. It says here. Anyway, they're going to establish a space station by 2020. And eventually land on the moon. Of course,
I didn't see anything go up.
This is actually big news. They're making a space station. They're going to go, you know, pick up our car from the moon and probably put it on eBay to pay for this thing.
Is that where they're going to get our car?
Yeah, we talked about that before.
I must have been gone.
Yeah.
We got your car. Hey, man, that's our car.
We found your
another astronaut, Lou Booming. Briefly poked his head out, a part of his body out of the module, and got
a slice off. Which part did he stick
becoming
out?
Becoming a second Chinese astronaut to touch outer space, while the third astronaut, Jing Haipeng, stayed in the reentry module. So, if it was 2 hours later, released a small monitoring satellite. Third human space mission in 5 years. So, the point is that these guys are coming along.
Hey, they're catching up with us, man.
Well, of course, that's...
They're right behind us. What, 30 years? 40 years?
No, they're going to pass us. They're going to pass us.
Come on, didn't we put a finger in space a few decades ago?
Yeah. But see, their rockets cost like $50 because it's all made in China. Oh. You know, our stuff is expensive stuff, you know. And in fact, did you guys hear that the old... The Hubble Space Telescope is it broke it again,
it's
tumbling head over heels, and it looks ironically like it's going to hit the Johnson Space Center.
A little karma.
Yeah, it's going to smack right into
Edwin
P. Hubble's
house.
Yeah. it's going to smack right into Edwin P. Hubble's grave.
That's great. Carl Zeiss's.
I did want to mention
Carl Zeiss. Carl Zeiss.
Right, right.
Wipes out the optics laboratory.
Wipes
that
out
made
his
it, right.
villa in Italy, you know, and just paints it out. I know obscure reference there, but
hey, I
you photographers.
I guarantee you stitch his blue coffee all over his monitor.
You did see, of course, it's interesting, when they first set up, you know, they made a slight error. They'd forgotten that that things are weightless in space.
Right. The mirror relaxed.
The mirror relaxed. Oops. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You mean there's no right. gravity? Oh, there, it's weightless.
That's what they're talking about. There's the $1 billion paper weight.
Yeah.
But it's no paper.
The last thing I got for this, I'm surprised. I don't know.
I thought you already had one last.
Oh, I'm doing another last.
It's the second last thing.
This is the beyond
this
the last.
This is in case
one.
Eric edits out the first last.
It's got 11.
Yeah, that's right. Bernie may have said this to me. Clowns tears at live music band. Clowns appearing at a circus in Birmingham have been silenced by licensing regulators who banned them from playing their trumpets.
And street clowns or something?
No, it's a circus. Apparently the Zippo Circus and said Birmingham City Council officials told them the show could not go on unless the clowns dropped the musical part of their act. And apparently...
This is Alabama down here?
No, this is in UK.
In UK, okay.
This is in UK,
okay.
Birmingham.
Okay.
The reason is not because of annoyed ordinance, it's because they didn't have a license.
You have to have a license.
They didn't have a license, so therefore they have to close it or go to jail.
Sir, you have to have a license to clown around here.
There's no clowning without a license.
There's no clowning in baseball. No, there's no clowning in circuses. There's no clowning without a license.
In order to get your clown license, you're going to have to come over to our office and clown around for us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we'll determine whether or not you are clowny enough.
I'm not in order. Your papers are not in order.
That's right.
I always loved
clown.
Your feet are not big enough. Sorry, you don't get it.
You call those clown shoes?
Yeah, no, forget it. You're not getting a license from us.
What kind of nose is that?
Yeah, that is just not the right color. Red. I'm sorry, no license for you.
Does that nose honk?
I don't always like loved the tone.
It. Here, take this written test. I always loved it.
Racist against clowns.
The licensing, I always loved, my favorite licensing story is when I went to the palm reader. She had a license on her wall.
And they're expensive, too. They're like $250 a piece. Or
something. They tried to outlaw them here by making a $3,000, and they got ash canned for it.
And I always wondered whose palm she licked to get that. Whose palm she read?
Oh, palm lick. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, so does everybody remember that Seinfeld episode when Newman, and in order to the postman, mailman, and in order to save himself some time, remember he was storing away all of the mail in a storage unit, something like that. Everybody remember that one? Anybody? Seinfeld? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Crickets. No? Yeah?
Yeah,
well, it happened. Detroit, they busted someone doing the same thing.
A mailman storing stuff.
Yeah, she had kept the storage.
Just northwest of Detroit. More than 9,000 pieces of mail just shoved in a storage unit.
Oh, well, that's one day's worth here.
Well, she said it was, she admitted to storing the mail because she couldn't deliver it on time.
It's going to be late now.
That's neither snow nor, screw it. All right.
There was a new.
They
discovered a new humongous prime number.
Yes, I saw that thing.
Mathematicians at UCLA have discovered a 13 million digit prime number.
It's called the 46th Mersenne prime, and it took a the thing that caught my eye about this was $100,000.
Yeah, they get $100,000 eligible for $100,000 prize.
Well, apparently the Electronic Frontier Foundation or whatever, these people are the ones that promote open sourcing. The way they did it was they did it kind of like the SETI people did, or the drug people have done. They apparently signed on to, 1,000 XP computers or whatever.
Yeah.
It's distributed computing of some kind.
Right.
And
286 or something?
Well, something. I mean, right. Who knows? But everybody did
it was a network of 75 computers running XP.
Right. And so they, it was like...
I thought it was an Apple II.
Don't you wish. So, no. So anyway, they got this thing and then they had to verify it. It turns out that they found one in August and the one that exceeded 10 million digits, and apparently the one they found in September actually was smaller, but it still exceeded 10 million digits.
So they missed it the first time.
Well, yeah. I mean, this apparently is some esoteric formula this guy did about 300 or 400 years ago. And he said that these want to know about these prime numbers, and there. So it turns out that in order to get 46 of this particular kind of number, you have to have over 13 million digits.
Okay, right.
Seems like any number over about 11 wouldn't be prime.
So to confirm, a prime number is anything that's only divisible by one in itself.
But this is a special kind of prime.
A special kind of prime.
It's called a Mersenne prime.
It's
there's a formula that's involved.
This whole show comes full circle back to the subprime.
It's only divisible by one.
Yeah, exactly. It's a number so big. The digits stretch into another dimension.
Yeah.
And I mean, let me put it the way, just by writing it down, just by mentioning this number, you gain weight. So
I'd have to kill you.
I got one from actually Stitch. I'm sure they're gonna talk about this on the Hangar Dogs, but this iPhone equipped passenger was giving them grief about why they weren't taking off.
Oh, I love that.
I got it right here. I mean, in other words,
the pilot called back and said we're delayed.
Well, yeah, we're delayed, and they said it was a weather delay. And due to thunderstorms in the area, and so this one guy, he goes, well, rings the flight attendant button, and it says, you know, some guy with an iPhone says the weather's good and wants to know what the real reason for the delay is. Is there something wrong with the plane? And so I said, instead of telling this clown what he can do with his idiot phone or where he can shove it, the captain does even better. He gets on the PA system and says, makes the following announcement. If the passenger with the iPhone would be kind enough to use it to check the weather at our alternate landing facility, calculate our fuel burn due to being rerouted around the storms, call the dispatcher to arrange our release, and then make a phone call to the nearest ATC, Air Traffic Control Center, to arrange our timely departure amongst the other aircraft carrying passengers with iPhones, then we will be more than happy to depart. Please ring your call button to advise the flight attendant and your fellow passengers when you deem it ready and responsible for this multi-million-dollar aircraft and its passengers to safely leave. And so basically,
needless to say, he was chagrined and the passengers pointed at him and laughed.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
You know, he thinks he's all hot stuff.
Well, you know, who wouldn't have? I mean, you know,
that's
to me, I thought my response was that the pilot handled it very well. Mm-hmm. If in a less forgiving society, which is where we're headed, mm-hmm. the guy would have been dragged off the plane in chains and cavity searched and still be in jail or something, you know, bruised to death for even questioning. Something that might threaten the universe or whatever it is. TSA people would have had him, you know, spread eagle on the ground. So,
right.
So anyway, I thought the captain handled it very well personally. Okay. Well, I'm all done with that then.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
I had one other thing that I did, but I didn't know if research.
You had one more thing.
Well, no, it was on Botswana, but I'll get to that next.
Botswana. Time. That's one word for it.
Well, I thought in Botswana, the official language in Botswana is English. Exactly 2% of the people speak it.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in, everybody.
The
really
Jimmy Doan Show. Tell all your friends.
Go out and buy some stocks.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and of course, it's too late to vote on our thing. We'll let you know next time how we did on the pod, whatever it was, the voting thing.
Podcast awards.
Yeah, podcast awards.
I think we're going to win a Jimmy.
We stuffed the box.
I know we got at least 4 votes.
Well, I told you, Jim and his wife both down from Fort Lauderdale voted.
Hey, you know what they say, vote early, vote often.
That's
fine.
It.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Hold on to your hats for the bailout, but really don't worry about it.
Nah, it's
the
okay.
Government's going to get involved, and it'll just postpone
things.
Just
leave the TV off.
Just keep clinging to your guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Clinging to your Bibles.
Buy ammo.
I was glad to see that Boston Legal's back. I love that show.
Ah.
Well, I got some clips from that.
Boston Legal.
I'd like to thank Kamala from SingleDivers.com for my lovely diving vacation in the Bahamas last week, as well as the fine crew of the Caribbean Explorer 1. Including Captain Lowell.
Hey.
Claire from Scotland, the purser. Gene, the man. My buddy, he worked with me on a different... Oh, not with me, on the same boat I used to work on. Very cool guy, our dolphin whisperer. And lovely Rachel, dive instructor. An engineer I can't mention because he doesn't want to be found. Ken, the other engineer, is a really cool guy.
Doesn't want to be found either.
And our brand new chef who had on our boat, Susan, she was absolutely awesome. So if you guys... They're decommissioning that boat, but if you get a chance... Look them up, Caribbean Explorers. I believe it's CaribbeanExplorers.com or SingleDivers.com. Go there and just talk to, she'll arrange your trip for you, Kamala. Very cool.
As always, keep those emails coming to
Please, Jimmy, at
JimmyDoan.com. We'll read it on the air. Or maybe we won't.
By we mean you.
That's right. We mean you. If you want to call in and read it on the air,
right,
that'll be good.
Right.
See you next time, folks.
Thanks.
All right. Rock and roll.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jimmy Doan Show. Tell your friends. Tell your probation officer.
You want to spike into yourself.
That's right. In fact, write us and we'll get you some cards. As long as you don't expect to have a return address on the envelope. We'll be right back.